Blog Talk Radio.
Niggas said balls is dead.
I'm right here.
I'm better than half of these niggas going off their head.
Facts.
A lot of niggas must admit, yeah, they lost the dread. Left Hollow sleepy like Sleepy Hollow. That nigga lost his head. I started in a lion's den. I was battling with lions then, where niggas had to make a nigga cry to win.
Yo.
Now these saga ass niggas here disguising sin. You getting paid to battle. God sent you, send them ties to
Amen.
Him. False prophet. Shook prove they got soft pockets. Shout out to Surfing Red to keep it on the North topic.
Jersey.
First time in Cali went and scorched awkward. Came back to a disaster, who just talk awkward. Niggas can't beat me, but they gotta try. Me and midget ass conceded, never seen eye to eye.
Y'all got
clip
that.
Empty, bottle breaking, then it drip Remy.
Cool.
Nigga act Hollywood, this Tech 9 to get busy. In the middle of Detroit, I'm from Brick City. We use chrome calicos until the clip's empty.
Cal, my nigga though.
Niggas don't know they mad, but they hit men. Them type of niggas holler once that comma shaped clip in.
Woo.
Let that K shine, now DNA is what he dripping. In broad daylight, I show off that extension. Speaking of show off,
what?
I gave him a pass.
For real though.
I ain't gonna talk about Shotty, I save him for last.
Last
I beat Big T twice, he a pain in the
what
ass. Brigante been a snake in Toronto, he laid in the grass.
See you, Bishop.
Mr. Fab might have got it the worst.
Fact.
The most disrespectful verse ever wrote on the earth.
Fabby.
Just a couple niggas I tortured off in the body. Suck my dick up, most disrespect to anybody. Battle Pat out Toronto, told that nigga stay.
Stay.
Treated Verb like his mother, think that nigga gay. Young Ill, the new Pookie, nigga in the way. I throw hands with any of you niggas like this MMA.
Fight.
Vocabulary excellent, I get an A. I went to California, got through a thesaurus in a day. Now tell me that's immaculate.
Yep.
I'm a G man, my cripping is accurate. I'm dead nice. Left hook, they give his head ice. His mama wrote an ill will for him cause he's dead, right? All over cute. I raised T-Top from when T-Top was a 2T.
Thank you.
Nigga, that's toddler clothes. I stood in front of Cortez and made him vominos. Adios.
Hey,
amigo, I use John John glasses to look through the peephole. Sharon just got Debo. Briz Rothstein still under contract. Weeks old. 10,000 views on a battle that was weeks old.
Get your views
I said some racial slurs to Caustic. You could keep those. I catch Tay Rock riding surf wave in beach clothes.
Gun titles.
E-Ness might be the best far as the beat goes.
Psych.
And it was good. I battled goods on that beat,
you
though.
Lucky, bro.
Cause acapella, I Rockefeller. For cheese and the mozzarella, I squeeze it in Papa Fella. He dead meat.
I'm the best.
JC, he a proper fella. Dancing and popping fella. T-Rex, he a father, but he a dead beat.
That was dirty.
Rum Nitty know what's cracking when the last speak.
What's up, nigga?
And Big K, a red neck, eating red meat. The lies from you niggas.
Stop lying.
The disguise on you niggas is why I sever ties with you niggas. Just a couple niggas I tortured to fend the body. Suck my dick up, most disrespect to anybody.
I mean that,
nigga. Suck my dick up, most disrespect to anybody.
I'm young, I spend my time. Sam, I look in the morning.
the fuck is going on with this show? God damn, man. Yo, I'm coming, man. This shit is fucking tripping, this show and shit. Like, fuck, nigga.
Good nigga, that motherfucker gorilla, you gorilla, you bitch ass nigga, stay on what I'm talking about. Yeah, 40 and 40, nigga, 4B. That's really good, you hit a shot. Bitch ass niggas, man, get ready, it's mafia, nigga. My mafia music, gorilla music. I can law, let's do it, my nigga.
Really good.
Hey, purple. I'm getting mafia, boy. I send a slug to your cantaloupe. Half a brick of the dope. Started from a gram of dope. I keep dope. I ain't gonna never be pop. Mafia, I walk the streets like I ain't gonna never be shot. Such a whack, you ain't gonna never be hot. We could be on the block with soap, jeans, smoke, whatever we got. Niggas think it's stopping us. My Beretta, a clap, son. From a mafia, I'll put your head in your lap, son. You can front on them, but not that one. Best believe if I ain't got my gas, son, then I'ma be back, son. It's the boy, baby Elroy. You heard of me before. Mad niggas sent boys out to murder me before. I keep a low hat grinning and throw back to minimum. Mafia, so cracked with vitamins. Niggas spread his wings, you can fly with the birds. Niggas think it's down drink or get high, I'm a nerd. You a bitch, get a clip to the head. OG, tell me I spit the same shit Rich who said. And I ain't just rapping. Shit, I know how to clap too. Double game tight, shit, I know how to scrap too. I'm the same nigga that slaps you. Yeah, you do shows and write songs, nigga, I can do that too. I keep hoes, plus I keep hoes up. If you got the gang signs up, keep those up. I'm a gangster, plus I got a team behind me. Green behind me, crack keep the beans behind me. It's mafia, straight out the building, Jack. You had the building, I'm taking the building back. Niggas acting like I'm never gonna shine again. Niggas finish better than this, that's my word, I never rhyme again.
What?
Just like that, nigga.
Just like
Act
that.
Law was good. It was good.
My
boys, boys, nigga, we here.
Fuck
y'all
city,
niggas.
Nigga,
city,
nigga, good.
Really good. All y'all niggas hating on my nigga Chase. Stop hating, man. My nigga Cake now. He was really good. Hey, yo, Act Law, man. You just keep doing what you do. And I'ma keep doing what I do.
Right.
And we gonna put this shit together and do what we do. Mafia.
And I'm
was really
good.
Hey, yo, Jay was popping. Sleek was popping. Rob was popping.
Dirty, I ain't white collar. I got it out the mud like a night crawler.
Hey, nigga, good, I'm fine, we get the
Publish your book, stand up, book, 7 man, shout out to the whole AF motherfucking M, bro. I'm gonna grab some niggas on them in the shit talking motherfucking mood, man. That's what this is all about, man. Hold on. Yo, 678-396. I'm going down the line on this one.
Yo.
Yo, what up? Who this?
Oh, this is Marcus from the group, bro. What up?
Oh, all right. It's Marcus. Hold on. Let me grab one more nigga on this shit. Let me see what's going on, man. Yo, 410-949.
Yo, what's up? It's D from Baltimore.
What up? What up? What up?
Hey, now, what's up, man? What's up?
Hey, shit, different day, man. What's up with you, niggas, man? What's going down, man? What you niggas got planned for New Year's? Talk some shit, nigga.
Man, I think I'm going to get drunk, you know what I mean, brand in the New Year. And I'm really waiting on this Arsenal and Braves battle. Really trying to do that.
I just seen the trailer. The trailer looks crazy. Just seen it.
That trailer looked crazy. Briz looked like he's going off on that boy.
Yeah. Oh,
I didn't
shit.
Like that.
Damn, I forgot just that question. Hey, yo, hold on, call us. I forgot just that motherfucking question. Hold on, Bishop. I don't even see him on. No, my. All right, go ahead. Let me see what's going on. But go ahead, though. Yo, fucking
Yeah.
What the fuck was I talking? Hold on, man. I'm trying to get Driz to call. We was talking earlier and shit. And we was kind of talking about, y'all seen Matthew Battler just drop?
Nah, I didn't see it, but I seen it on Twitter. The stars about it. Yeah, I ain't
seen Matthew who? I don't see that either.
I'm seeing him and the stars go back and forth. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's just kind of ill.
Yeah, I was watching them going back and forth too, but I didn't see the battle though.
I guess they were supposed to battle, you know what I'm saying, and fucking you already know what happened with the boy. That's when Mav said he couldn't get a ride and all that shit. So he's saying
the source is still
mad about that shit.
I mean, the source is lucky. I got Mav beating the source bad.
Yeah, I got Matt.
You got
Matt
being
so
bad?
Yeah, I mean, clearly, at least clearly.
Yeah, I agree.
Yo, what's good? It's Drizzy.
Nah, shit, what's good with you, nigga?
Not shit. What are we talking about?
We talking about math.
We talking about math and this whole, Matt, go ahead, call you talk, call him. Yo, Driz, I'm about to call you on the line real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, we just talking about math and Thesaurus going back and forth. Man, Thesaurus need to leave that alone, man. I got math winning that.
Driz, you think Thesaurus can fuck with Matt?
Driz.
Yo. What you think? You think Mav gonna be show off, Pete?
Hell no. Niggas be sleeping on show off. I don't know. Show off. I got show off. Fuck that.
Nah. All right. Listen. Mav did beat Dose in the Mav Dose 2, right?
Yeah.
In a Dose battle?
Would you say Dose was like a pen nigga as well?
Nah. Dose not
nah,
show
like
off. Show off got the street factor. Like, it's, you can have a wordplay, but show off got a certain street factor to him too. You can't like take that away.
Dose don't got a little street with him too. I mean, that Dose and Mag second battle, Dose had some shit in his rounds and Mav did him dirty. Like, when Mav go against guys with pens, that kind of make Mav step his pen game up, which makes his rounds almost, like, impeccable when he bring it.
Yeah. Hey, yo, man, let's stop playing games.
You don't think Shaw stands a chance?
Yeah. I think, of course. I think it stands a chance. But if math, if math come 8-1 math, like if he tries to elevate his pen and try to match his, I think it's gonna be a long day.
What's 8-1 math though?
With 8-1 math.
Mm.
What's the best math performance?
Really?
Like
I mean, like I said, math dose 2. That's not an 8-1 math.
I'm gonna be real with you. I don't remember nothing math said versus dose in the second battle. I don't remember nothing.
Shit.
I'm gonna be real with you.
I thought it was crazy.
What do you
about being there? Yeah, I got so off, man.
Okay, hey,
now what has Show Off? Yeah, now really, what has Show Off done recently to make y'all think that he could beat Mass?
I mean,
I thought
the
he
Arsenal
was dope. The J battle, he was dope.
You say he beat Arsenal?
They beat Arsenal. I don't know. Show Off my favorite RBE battler, to be real. So outside of like JC. Actually had him beating Big K, to be real, but a debatable with Big K is nothing like wrong with that. Big K one of the best niggas in the world.
I mean his showing's been better than math to me. Wait when you think about it.
Hey yo. Who wins, math or JC? Come on, man. What's up, man?
I got math, man. I ain't saying he gonna beat him like JC up there. He's up there. But I still have yet to see JC put on a good performance on URL. And of course, if he battle math, it will be on URL. And I think math,
huh?
Still has a fan base, a URL that will probably like not fail JC.
That was not.
You said
JC?
You said JC never had no good performances on URL. Did you not see him versus Time Bomb? Not compared to
the performances that Math got on URL.
What performances Math had on URL?
First
of all, Matt, the URL was basically built on Matt's back in the beginning. I've been watching Battle Rap for a long time.
And he was
the first bully of URL and was really running through niggas until he ran into Verb. Like up until he ran into Verb, Matt was like that nigga to beat in URL.
Who was he running through? Tell me. You're not telling me nobody. You saying that you're not telling me. Tell me what battles he ran through, niggas.
The first battle I named, you don't remember. So it's like everything else is kind of in that same era. Because he was cooking.
Tell me who. You can't tell me nobody?
T-Rex.
He ran through Rex?
The first T-Rex. The first man versus T-Rex.
He didn't run through no T-Rex. Are you crazy? A lot of niggas got Rex winning that battle.
Oh, my God. So, up until, right, so let me ask you a question. So, when Verb, I mean, when Mad faced Verb,
when
Mad faced Verb, he was not that nigga in your role?
He said Mad ran through Rex.
No, I
come on, son.
That ain't what I said.
Come on,
Rex beat
Math twice. Stop playing. Rex beat him
That ain't what I said. What I'm saying is, up until Math faced Verb, Math was basically that nigga URL. He was the nigga to beat until he faced Verb. I don't know who beat him clearly before Verb. Now, can anybody name me that? Like, who beat him before Verb?
Before Verb, who beat Math? Let me think. Before Verb, who beat Math? I'll be honest with you. I think him and Ayn is a classic. I kind of as Ayn though, but I'm not gonna get stupid crazy if you got Math. I don't even consider it like that. It's that close. It's a preference battle. So when a nigga say a math beat Ari Simon, I don't get mad at that. You know what I'm saying? At all.
That was a classic, man.
See, it's corny,
but let's be real. When you,
this is where it gets whack, because you know what? Math probably do got mad battles to do, but it's probably off cam, son. Like this goes to the whole fucking off cam shit. You got to think about Math is back to that era too, nigga. He probably got mad battles that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Like nowadays, these niggas be having their first battle on YouTube, so we've seen every fucking battle you had damn near. These niggas, they call YouTube at the back end. So I don't know what Math for a whole few things, Dose.
But
hey, y'all think Math would have beat Dose if that didn't pop off? Was Math beating Dose?
Nah. Nah.
All right, what about Math and Disaster?
Yo, that was a classic battle before the part. I'm going to tell you right now. That was going to be one of the, if you really go back and watch Math and Disaster, that battle was fire, bro.
That was a fire
really
battle.
That
was a good
fire.
That was a good diss. That was a good diss, and that was Math going toe to toe with.
The diss was in the bunker. Like, come on.
But when you say Math was running URL, it was like URL just, who was really, really in URL at that time? Like, niggas wasn't really over there like that yet. Like, they was just starting. He was on the first card. Like, it wasn't like he was running it after Hitman and Verb and all these niggas came over there.
Yeah. But he was the nigga to beat when they got over there.
Nah, he was the face of NYB and Verbman was going at all the niggas. That's what it was. He was the face of NYB. And the Midwest niggas was coming out there trying to wreck shop.
What made him the face? He just announced that I'm the face? Like, what made him the face? Or was it the fact that he was the better one out of NYB and he was kind of holding it down with them?
I mean, he was doing his part holding it down, but he wasn't the best. Like, Match has never been better than Hollow to me. But he still was the face of their movement because he was standing up for shit. Like, when Verb was talking crazy and going at niggas, Math was standing up like, nah, we ain't going for that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas wasn't saying nothing.
Hmm. I mean, yeah. Did he keep it up, though? Did he keep it up?
Nah.
You know what,
though?
You got to think about it, son. Everybody from the past, son, let's just keep
it. Like, hold on.
Everybody
from the past. Did Majesty Math, I don't know about, but he did perform at the 202 and had, like, one of the craziest performances on that stage that night. But, you know, that might not mean nothing. I guess that'll mean nothing.
What you mean?
All them top ten dudes that was on that stage during that event with the 2-on-2s, with the exception of Cortez, because Cortez ain't really. It seemed like Cortez was like Mav's hype man, and it was like Mav was battling Verb, and they was like he was holding it down. His performance, he had one of the best performances that night. No.
I hear where you're going with it. You're going back to the day. We talking about recently. We talking about now and shit. Like, you going back in the day.
I mean, somebody had mentioned what is he doing now. I'm just saying, like, I'm saying didn't keep it up.
What I was going to say was, like, if you really think about it, everybody really had, like, a downfall from the beginning, my nigga. Like, Matt had his downfall, Rex had his downfall, Arsenal had his downfall. You know what I'm saying? Niggas was getting on Hitman for a little minute. Young L was out here doing all kinds of shit, and he had his downfall. Now, even though Matt could do the thing, other shit had his downfall. Like, a lot of niggas clean, JC, niggas was saying he was battling too much. DNA, niggas was getting tired of him. K-Sean went through his slump. Damn near everybody really kind of went through a slump back in the day. When you think about it, Verb went through his slump. Charlie Clips went through his slump. X-Factor went through his slump. Think about it. There was always some kind of niggas like going on. Rich Dollars.
Did Jones have a slump?
That'd be that money, man.
Who?
That money.
I'm trying to think when Jones had a slump.
Jones?
Yeah.
What do you mean, bro? Where you going with this? What do you mean, bro?
Hold on. Are you serious, bro?
Yeah, he's talking about serious.
He just didn't have a slump. Like, whenever he was rapping, he was, like, kind of, like, at the... Like, I don't understand how niggas don't be having Sirius Jones top five in Jersey. Like, even when you talk to Jersey niggas, they don't have him top five. But that's just me. He ain't have a slump. That's...
Oh, boy, man.
Hey, yo. Nah,
Mad versus Shotgun Chuck on UW. Y'all like that performance?
Who?
I'm still trying to math.
Nah, that battle was trash.
that battle was awkward because Mav was getting real mad and shit. That shit was kind of coming at him and shit. But that was back when Mav went on that crazy run. Remember, Mav was the first nigga to like really go on the streak.
Yeah.
That's what
like
I'm saying.
Week.
Like, y'all don't remember that. Like, he had a year where he was taking 2-3 battles a month and was really running through every
battle.
I don't really think it was like classic battles, though, my nigga.
We
don't
really remember because
they was on a lot of small leagues. That's not around at this time, but he was going at different. He was going on different leagues, doing like 2-3 battles a month for like that whole year.
Hold on, man. Let's keep it all the way a stack, bro. Calico fucked Mav shit all the way up. Yo, this nigga, I remember sitting in the crib watching Lucky Vlogs.
But you know what? You know what, though, Drizzy? Hold up. And I'm not even giving the nigga an excuse. He did get into a fight, like, right before that shit. Like, right before the battle and shit. Which doesn't mean anything because the material he still lost. You know what I'm saying? So it don't mean anything.
But I remember sitting down watching the blog. Lux, this is when Lux is talking about coming back. This is before Summer Madness 1. Lux in the crib with Speed Island. These niggas talking about who he should battle when he come back. He had four names. It was Iron, Mook, Mav, and Hollow. Yo, as soon as that fucking Mav Calico battle happened, that shit was out the window. Once that happened, there was 0% chance that he would ever get loaded Lux. He was on the list. So it's like, damn, B, you was in talks to battle Lux. Like, Lux was...
Somebody call Drop. I'm going to ask somebody else. I don't know who it is, though. But, yo, 470-312, you want?
Yo.
Yo, who this?
Yo, y'all hear me this?
Yo, who this?
Sure.
Yo, my nigga, you sound mad for this, son.
Can y'all hear me now?
You heard?
Can y'all hear me now?
Good, yo.
Hey, man, y'all talking reckless, man. Y'all talking like Mav was holding down shit. Like, he wasn't holding it down, bro. Mav won't be known for a nigga that hold it down for battle rap like that. The only thing he really was known for was snuffing a nigga. He wasn't known for nothing really like no bars. He ain't no surf, no hitman, no arsenal. He just a nigga that try to act tough, and then when niggas go against him that is a little tough, then, you know what I'm saying, he ain't the same. Come on, we got to keep it real. That's why I show off on Smoke. You got to keep it real. Like, fully little niggas, he's not really that great, though. It's not special about math. It's just facts.
Damn. Man, you just came up here like
Jersey.
Math's trash.
Listen. I was in Jersey when he battled Shotgun Sugar. I was behind Sugar. That nigga came up. That nigga, like, no disrespect, and I ain't trying to disrespect. I don't know the man personally, but what I seen in Mav, I seen a nigga that's not really what he be rapping. Like he be coming off like he's some tough dude, like he a bully. But I seen him, man. I seen the fear in his eyes, man. I'm just keeping it G, man. And a lot of shit didn't come out on cam. Before, like, a lot of shit didn't come out on cam. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't see that. I didn't get that tough guy shit. I didn't get that. I just saw a nigga that he get rap, you feel me? But he ain't, I don't know, man. I don't know. I just can't give it up for Math like that. I just can't.
Math's not on the Mount Rushmore, though. I wouldn't say that. No, but you can't front, though. You wanted to see Math battle Mook, though. Don't act like you didn't.
What's that?
I said you wanted to see Math battle Mook, though.
No, I never wanted to see that. Mook will kill that. That's the one he'd be close.
Yo, I ain't gonna front. I want to see it, B.
Nah, man. That ain't nothing to see, bro. I want to see how he do against Show Off. Like, I want to see. Because Show Off ain't the type of nigga he can go in there and push around. And
yeah,
I think that's what I'm trying to say.
I think that's why he's going to lose, too.
I really do. Because he don't do well with niggas that stand up to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, when niggas stand up to him,
Show
he can't go in there and push
down.
Around. Huh?
And Show Off
ain't going back. Show Off's not going to back down.
Nah, he's not. He's gonna stand up to anything Math want to do, and I think lyrically Math can't fuck with Show Off. Like, niggas sleep on Show Off, but Show Off is nice with his fucking balls, bro. With his pen, that nigga is crazy.
With the aggression.
Yeah, but yo, who you got? All right, well hold on. All right, let's do Math then. Hey, yo, you know what? Fuck it, B. Hey, yo, I was talking to Drizzy, right? And we were talking about Cortez, right? And we were talking about his career. And it's like, we actually realized he was never, like, on in his career and shit. And it's just like, why do you think that is?
I mean, y'all asking me?
Yeah, like, where did he go wrong, T? Like, where did he go wrong?
I mean, hold on now. How many niggas is on the line? Hold on. Y'all niggas thought sorry for shit. Man, I'm about to
knock
these niggas
off. Look, I'm gonna keep it G, bro. Like, I think Cortez.
Yeah, hold on. I'm about to ask somebody else.
Okay.
Let me see your mind. Who's this right here? Hey, yo, 910-709.
Yo, what's good, Cap? What's good?
What's good,
yo,
G?
What's poppin', nigga? What's up,
man? It's your boy, Old Head.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. Here we go. What's up, man?
Nah, man, I'm chilling, man. I'm hearing what y'all niggas saying about Math, you know what I'm saying? I feel kind of like how the callers feel. I don't never feel like Math was like that nice like that. But I put the nigga in the category like Head Ice like that. Like, you know, a nigga that, like, you look at kind of like a real nigga, so you get a nigga a pass on some of the shit he say because it'd be like street shit. Like when a nigga Head Ice was like, turn my back, shrug my shoulders, disrespectful shit that I does to Dodgers. I can see a nigga saying that like one of my old heads, you know what I'm saying? So I give it the respect. Or like what Tech N9ne say, you know what I mean? Some shit like peanut butter on a mousetrap, like that's some street shit. That nigga ain't got no skill with his pen, but it's like, okay, that's some street shit, I can dig that. That's kind of like the category I put Math in like that. Not no nice nigga, though. He ain't never been nice.
But yo, let me ask you this. No, I disagree on the Head Ice shit. I think Head Ice is fire. I disagree with that part. Head Ice is
fire. Yeah, that's what I was about to say, bro. Head Ice is, I can't put Math and Ice in the same category, bro. And plus, Ice is stand-up nigga. Like, I can't do that.
That's what I'm saying. You're a real nigga. You can see it. You ain't got to be in no game or nothing. You can see it with Ice.
Yo, caller. Yo, me and Caps was talking earlier. We just want to know from, like, the fans, like, where did Cortez go wrong in his career? Like, was it a certain battle? Like, is it a combination of things? Like, what made it to where people just don't fuck with Cortez? Where did he go wrong?
Go ahead, handle that.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's the same way, like, you know, what the Sirius Jones nigga talking about. You ain't never did nothing to generate no interest for real. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I feel it. Like, I never feel interested about your battles. But I would put Cortez above Jones, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? As far as just, like, the battles he done had this year. And shit like that. Yeah. Like, like we were talking about Cortez and Math, right? We were talking about Cortez and Math. The two-on-two them niggas had, I thought they were spitting, like, on a bullpen battle league. That shit they did when they was the drive-by, that shit was creative as fuck, I thought. You know what I mean? That shit was hard to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
man,
I'm saying, all right, look,
man,
all right, look, but look, Jones came back and got on the Summer Madness right away. There's been five of them. Why hasn't Cortez been on one? Is it something he did? Like,
no, Cortez,
you know, it's basically what he said, bro. Like Cortez just not what niggas want to see, bro. Like I know he a vet. Like, he started, you know what I'm saying, with a lot of them niggas, man. But
Cortez
just don't attract that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to hear Cortez, what he got to say. Like, he just don't do that for me. You know what I'm saying? And that ain't no disrespect to that man, you know what I'm saying? You know, do his thing, get his money, however he got to do it. But I'm not going out my way to go see no Cortez battle. That's just me.
Is it because he's Spanish?
See,
nah.
You know what? I'm glad that you said
nah.
that, because I listened to this interview where Norris was talking about Hispanic rappers and them not getting the same respect as, I would say, African-Americans. And I listened to the show last night. Niggas was talking about white rappers and all that. We just got to keep it G. Like, brothers, we started this rapping. Like, how can you – it ain't like we trying to say that white rappers can't rap or Hispanic rappers can't rap, because Eminem is dope. You feel what I'm saying? But it's only a few. It's like Larry Bird of basketball. It ain't too many white brothers that can do that shit. You know what I'm saying? It
my thing, look, my thing with that, man.
Dominating the league.
Like, my thing with that, man, like, niggas will give you props if you nice. Like, we talk all this shit about, like, white rappers and shit like that. To me, my nigga, SoulCon was nice. Yeah, that nigga was geeky as fucking shit, but he was a white nigga, but he wasn't on no street shit at all. That nigga was just nice. He would go in there and eat a nigga head off. Like, same way I look
man.
At Big K. But, like, these Joe Nine niggas and all the rest of these shit, I don't be feeling them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, or the Thesaurus and all that shit, I don't feel that shit. That's just me.
I was about to say that. And I don't really care about no color. Like, if you can rap, you can rap. I put Big K against a lot of these niggas, and Big K, like,
exactly.
Big K against Ryder, man, Big K will kill that boy. Like, Ryder is trash to me. I don't see what niggas seeing him. He is trash.
Damn.
I think Ryder's okay, man. Like, put like this, like, how they be talking about the new battles and shit, right? Because, like, the dude, Jack Boy Man, he was on there, like, check out the battle. I went and checked out the battle. I was not impressed, my nigga. But I was listening to Angry Rant Fans Radio, and they was like, yo, go check out Ryder versus Chef Trez. I listened to Ryder. I was like, yo, this shit is pretty smooth. I the believability factor, I don't really believe that nigga like that, you know what I mean? But his bars is nice, though. You know what I mean? I tell you that.
Hey, yo,
old
head, listen.
That,
hey, old head, check this out. If you put a nigga that's a little better than another nigga, of course he going to look decent. But when you put him against a nigga that can kill him, he's not going to look the same.
Yo. Let me tell you something. Put like this. Let me add something else too, man. Like, these new niggas be talking about, like, hey, watch our battles, watch our battles. My nigga, out of this class right here, I have not seen a JC Chiller. I have not seen a Young X versus Briz out of none of these new niggas.
Hey yo, Caps, I got a question for y'all. And my man, I don't know his name. He be on here all the time. I don't know if it's Tone
Hello?
Or Drizzy, but I got a question for y'all. When did Ryder start? Because I listened to y'all's show, and y'all was talking about Ryder at the top of his class. When did he actually start? That's what I need to know. Because from my understanding, he came a couple months after Mike P and Av dropped, right, on PG.
Yeah.
So why is he considered this class with Jack Boy and all them niggas? Like, how? Like, nigga, you was in the class with Avnim. Ain't that correct? Am I right or
nah? See, I don't even know when did he get recruited? I don't even know none of that shit, I really don't know, to be honest with you. I'll be lying if I said that, but I didn't know.
I'm gonna be real. It'd be so many random niggas dropping on URL, like G-Stax versus this nigga. Like, I don't even know who's PG this class. That I don't be knowing what the fuck is what, son. Like, that's why I can't watch all these niggas, because it's too many. They having too many PG battles. Like, I don't know who graduated.
They're having too many PG battles.
There was like 36 PGs that were on URL this year that battles dropped. But so I'm saying, I don't know who.
Damn,
36. I'm not watching all of it. So it's just like, I don't know who's who. Like, you niggas need to have a tournament, and then
with something on the line and the winners move on to URL or something. Like, because other than that, it's just a bunch of random niggas dropping on the platform.
Hey, can I ask y'all a question, man? Can I ask y'all a question, man?
I was trying to figure out. That's all that was. Because I never knew. Because I hear this Ryder. I ain't going to lie, bro. I watched Ryder when he first came on URL, the PG joint. And
right.
I turned that shit off. And now, like, niggas say he the top of his class. I'm like, hold up. And then they were saying, like, Jack Boy and Twerk. I watched them niggas. And, you know, Twerk Eye. You know what I'm saying?
He's definitely better than the
Jack Boy. I watched it, you know. It ain't, you know, I mean, you had a good show, but you beat Fettuccine. Like, I don't, you know, he's all right, you know what I'm saying? But I just don't see why Ryder is the top of the class. I thought he started with Mike P. Now, I could have sworn he started with the Knicks.
See, I don't really know, like, I don't really know when he started. I know my the first Ryder battle I watched, I think it was it him versus Fettuccine? And I didn't make it through that battle. Like, I came on here and told niggas I didn't make it through that battle. Like, I didn't watch the whole battle. I couldn't watch that shit. Like, it just wasn't doing it for me. But, I mean, his last battle with Trez was fire. I thought Jack Boy was fire versus Fettuccine. But I don't like Fettuccine. Like, you doing it Fettuccine, Linguini. Like, what? Like, this is battle rap. Why are we doing shit like that?
Right.
Yeah,
I personally like Snake Eyes more than all them niggas. Because he raps some shit that I understand. You know what I'm saying? He talks some street shit that I ain't got to go on Google and all this other shit. Like, I don't like all that extra shit the niggas be doing.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Rankin's PG class.
Y'all niggas gonna make me have to go through this whole show and like edit out dead spots and shit. God damn, bro.
What y'all want to talk about, man? What y'all want to talk? I want to talk about that.
Yo,
I'm about to kick niggas off and get some other niggas on, man. Cause y'all playing games, man.
Let's talk about that old Red versus Av, man. For real.
Who you got? Yo, nah. Hold up. You know what? Hold up. Let's go somewhere else with this shit. I was talking to Prince earlier and shit. Yo, what battle do you want to see right now? Y'all want to see Av? I mean, which battle do you want to see more? Av versus T-Top or Av versus Big K?
I'd rather see Av versus Big K, man. Because, like, T-Top, you know, T-Top is going hard right now, but he need to fall back just a tad. You know what I mean? I'd rather see Av versus Big K.
Ooh. Big K?
I'm going to go with Top because Top got some, you know, got something against that boy, man. I seen some interviews. Top ain't really feeling him like that. Top think he a one-trick pony, if I'm not mistaken. He said that in an interview. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
So, yeah, word. Like, it's,
but
I don't know.
Yo, but I feel like it's the same thing with Big K, because, like, with Big K, them niggas is battling for the number one nigga in Norfolk. Like, I don't think Av really feeling that niggas be bringing up Big K too much. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they always Big K. I seen that nigga get salty in an interview one time. You know what I mean?
Yo, I don't know if y'all saw that shit that Caps uploaded when Caps was in front of Av and he brought up Big K and shit. Av ain't like that shit, B.
I'm telling you.
Well, Av can't beat Big K. I'm sorry.
That'd be the biggest grudge, man.
And I go to that shit to see that in person. Nah, Big K will kill him. Facts.
Yeah, I think Big K is
different,
man.
You ain't gonna just walk up
Big K would, he would kill him. He would kill Av. Like, I mean, kill.
You know what? I ain't gonna say kill, but definitely, I think it'd be clear, dog. Like, I think it'd be a clear win, 2-1.
What do you think? What do you think the best place for the battle would be? With URL or King of the Dot?
URL,
man. I don't think they would try to play Big K or nothing.
About them leagues again. Y'all boy talk about them leagues. I don't care where it's at. I just want them niggas to get it done.
Nah, fuck that shit. URL. I ain't gonna play no games that one. You want to see the battle on Don't Flop? You think it's going to be the same if it's on Don't Flop? Really? Seriously?
Nah, not Don't Flop. Nah, not Don't Flop. All right,
so you care where that nigga, so you do care.
Or RBE, you can see that on there. It still be
Yeah, but the whole difference is the crowd is going to be laughing with King. Nah, these niggas, you understand. These niggas is writing the winning shit, like, they going like if they on King of the Dot, they're gonna have a little bit more jokes than all, than your URL, son.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Right.
It is what they're gonna have. They're gonna cater to more jokes. So in this instance, what you talking about these battles? I either want to see it on fucking URL, and the next one is not King of the Dot. It's RBE. So it's still the hood environment.
I wouldn't
it's
mind
still
seeing
the hood.
I
don't
want
to see a bunch of jokes. I don't want to see fucking like when conceited battles. Hold on.
You know what? The RBE might be more of a small room type shit too. You know what I mean? That shit might go off a little
better.
Yeah.
Like that, then I think it'll be better RBE. Keep
your focus.
Like,
I think that should be eyed on UW.
Nah, cause see,
oh yeah,
UW, it would, cause the shit that they rapping about. You can't see the thing about UW and shout out to Arsenal, Ray Swag, them, the whole team, L Wisdom, them. But the thing about UW, man, you can't come in there rapping that off the wall shit. Niggas ain't trying to hear no crazy. Niggas want to hear shit that's going on in the streets type shit. So that battle probably would be dope on UW.
But yo, where I give it to Big KB, I think. Man, that nigga battled. He battle tested. Like, that nigga done, he done stood in front of Ill Will, Verb. He done stood in front of some niggas. Like, Av ain't really.
That nigga,
like,
that nigga don't look like
no
soft ass nigga.
Hold on. Yo, 617959. You want?
Hey, what's the deal, Caps?
Yo, what's poppin', homie?
Hey, shit, man. Hey, yo. Yo, Drizzy, man. I'm going to come clean. This is for you, man. I want one of y'all niggas to really name me. One clear win that this nigga Math got on URL.
I mean, I'm not a math fan.
No, I'm not talking. I'm saying this is for you. I want you to answer because I know you said Calico smoked that nigga, smoked
mm-hmm.
his bag. But I'm running through the list. I'm running through the list, right? Because these niggas, I know you like me. I'm really believing all that where Math is, it counts on URL shit. But I'm looking at his URL resume. That nigga lost to Rex. He got smoked bad by Cal.
The only battle you can get that nigga is Iron Solomon, man. That's it.
And that wasn't even URL though. The nigga battled John. Nobody cared about that battle.
Right.
That battle's trash.
I mean, let's keep it 100. The nigga don't got no clear dubs on URL. Done.
Wait, where did he battle Marv One at?
That wasn't even
on.
Oh
yeah, he
that
beat Marv
on,
One.
That was on. I think that was on. What's the nigga from my team, homie? Fuck.
Oh yep, you're right.
Poison Pen.
Yeah. Damn.
He don't got no clear wins, man. Real shit. You can even make a debate that them niggas lost that 2-on-2.
I can't even disagree with him, really. I'm telling you.
No.
Matter of fact, that 2-on-2 was the first time I seen a nigga have a room shaker since, like, I ain't never seen a nigga have a room shaker.
Come on.
When the nigga did the Millie Rock shit. The nigga did the Millie Rock shit. He got the room shaker. Like, that's it.
Hey, yo, Cal.
Damn, yo.
Man, I ain't trying to
that's so fucked
parade,
up.
But I'm just saying, he don't got no clear dub. I'm going through it because I'm like, damn, I'm listening to the show. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Drizzy's right. That nigga Cal just smoked him. But then I ran through the resume. The nigga don't got no dubs.
Oh,
damn.
That nigga don't got no clear W's on your
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say he do, bro. Like, he really ain't got no good shows like that, really, man.
Yo, he don't got one clear W.
Think about it. Cap, what you got? Hold on.
Say it again.
You can give him draws, y'all, but I mean, who really cares about that battle? I don't even think a nigga in here can even tell me what Smack was wearing in that battle. That battle was garbage, my nigga.
Hey, yo, 318-450, you want?
What's up with you, blind nigga? What's up, nigga?
What's up, man?
What's all niggas talking about, man?
You talking about math. What's up? You talking about math?
Math ain't got no clear wins on URL.
Oh, nah, he don't.
Come on, man.
He don't. Yo, that
hey,
T-Rex. People be talking about that. Nope.
He's not a legend?
Yo, blocks on kicking niggas.
Yo, how is he gonna be a legend? What he did to make him a legend, bro?
Math?
Yeah.
Snuff two niggas.
Oh, that shit.
Snuff two,
oh, come on,
snuff
man.
Two niggas. Yo, Drizzy, one more question. Besides them two snuff.
Hey, yo, wait a minute. Hold on. You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna ask. Hold on. I'm gonna ask the question that needs to be asked. Right? Is Math known for all the battles this nigga had, or is he known for them three fights? More
them
known
three
for,
fights.
Period.
Three fights, man. Three fights. You know more for the three fights than a clear body bag by Math. Like, who is Math, like, bodied to where niggas is like,
Math
about to go watch that shit.
Hey, yo, that if people be gassing that round against fucking, that third against Rex? That shit hella
nah,
gas,
my nigga. You think it was gas?
That round where people talking about Mal had the legendary round. That shit gas, man. The shit when he talking about T-Rex ear and
Mal versus T-Rex
was
a good battle, I thought. You know what I mean?
It wasn't gas. I think it's because niggas ain't never heard a nigga get broken down like that in the third round. More so. But it was refreshing. If you go back and look at that shit right now, I mean,
that was a good
battle. How ill is that really? You feel me? Like, I don't know, man. He just don't got no clear dub to me. I don't really see nothing at all.
Hey,
yo
Kevin.
Hold up, Cats. Let's be real. Did you want to see Mav battle Mook because you thought he could beat Mook, or because you knew about the fight and this shit that was going on in the street?
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to see Mav battle Mook because I know that he pistol whipped him, and I wanted to hear what,
exactly,
you know, he was going to say, and like how Mook was going to rebuttal
right.
the fact that he got pistol whipped. And I heard that Math got
right,
jumped
right.
by Mook niggas and shit. So
hey,
I wanted to hear what he was going to say. I mean, it wasn't because of skill, and I'm not trying to play Math when I say that, but I wanted to see because I know you pistol whipped Mook, like everybody's been saying. Like, so I want to see what's going to happen in that battle. Like, what are you going to say to each other? You obviously got to bring that shit up. I want to see what Mook is going to say to that shit about Math getting jumped. Like, what you mean?
But didn't Mook address that in the Solomon battle, though? Didn't he address that math situation? Didn't he address that math situation in the Solomon battle?
But addressing the situation and actually battling the same nigga for three rounds are two completely different things, bro.
That shit was going to be worse than Solomon and Mook, man. That shit was going to be a stool special if they ever battle, man.
I don't think so.
Man, come on, man. That shit was going to be a snooze fest, man.
Hey, yo, Caps, man. Speaking of Math, man, I know you love Cortez and you love to bring this nigga up. Let's keep it going. This is why niggas don't like Cortez. That nigga be more impressed with his bars than we do. Like, when he say something and niggas don't react, that nigga will look in the crowd, make a face, and be like, yeah, nigga, that's wordplay. Nigga, we know, but that's
what I hate when niggas do that, man. I hate the worst niggas to do that right there is Danny Myers, Gaddis, like all them niggas that be gassed off their own bars. I can't stand that shit, man.
Like,
yo,
nah,
Danny,
what's that?
Nah,
what's
nah,
the nigga?
Bugging.
What's the nigga name that was on URL and then he went to King of the Dot and he was looking in the camera like, oh, y'all ain't reacting, but I know I'm nice. What's that nigga
bang,
name?
Bang.
Oh,
man,
that nigga horrible, see.
That nigga spit some trash and looked in the camera and said, y'all bugging. I know I'm nice. Y'all bugging. I'm like, what?
First nigga to get booed on KOTD, my nigga. First nigga ever.
Hey, I'm going to add one more nigga. Hey, yo, I see you, homie. Hold on. 973-757. Hold on. Yo, 973-757. You on?
Yo.
Yo, what's good, my nigga?
What's good? This Key White out the group. Southpaw, nigga. What up, boy?
Nah, shit. What's good, man?
Hold on. Y'all talking some bullshit, about Cortez, man. Yeah. Y'all talking some bullshit, man.
What's your name?
Cortez don't come to a battle with three rounds?
Who cares, man? Who cares?
You know why niggas don't like Cortez?
Because
the battle rappers be trying to play Cortez,
man.
Come on,
bro. Yo, we already know Cortez.
He might say some shit sometimes that make you say, yeah, all right, nigga. He come with three rounds, son.
He definitely do, but real quick.
He don't never say no fire shit?
Tell me what he said. Tell me what he said in his last battle. Tell me what he said.
Facts.
I don't do
quotables, hey, brother.
Hey, hold on. Can I ask you?
Nigga. You know what? You know what? I'm gonna be real with you. Look, I'm gonna be real with you. I'm gonna show you why this is some bullshit. Because when you say I don't do quotables, brother, I know you know some shit from Verb or some shit from Surf or some shit from Mook. Like, I know you know some shit from these niggas, bro.
Yeah, I know some shit, just not none of Cortez bars.
So what do you know
from
Cortez?
Why are you fighting for him?
Because let's not play Cortez like he'll be coming with some fire. He do come with fire sometimes, bro.
What's the fire?
I think, bro.
What is the fire that he has come with? What is the fire that he come with?
What you mean? What's the fire he got?
Give me a fire. Time out. Cash. Give me a fire bar that Cortez has ever said.
besides the many Pacquiao bloods in question. Besides that,
give me a bar that had you like, oh shit.
And that was 10 years ago.
When he battled Hollahan.
He gonna say Hollahan. I knew you was gonna run to that.
Nah, not even. All right. Hold on. All right. Hold on.
He was wild on B-Dot. The only thing you remember from that battle is B Dot talking. You remember B Dot rounds and that shit. B Dot talking to that nigga in Spanish.
Nah, you know what? Hold up, bro. B Dot, yo, hey, yo, Cortez first round, the whole story. That shit was fire, son. Don't do that, B.
Man, Cass, you be defending.
That shit was fire,
Cortez, my nigga. You got chill.
Niggas be trying to play Tez, man.
Yo, I got a real Cortez question. Real shit. What is Cortez's record against top tiers?
Owen,
100. That's not true though. A lot of people got him beat.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Hold on. Let's start speaking facts. Cortez beat Disaster. Cortez, Hitman Holler.
He lost to Arsenal, man.
I actually got Hitman winning, but most of them got Cortez winning. He beat Young Ill. He beat You lost the Verb.
Arsenal beat him, man.
He died against
Arsenal. Arsenal beat him. Yo, did Cortez beat Shug? Hey, did Cortez beat Shug?
Nah, that choke.
Hey, yo, I'm being real with you. I kind of feel like Cortez beat Shug, but I like Shug better. That makes any sense. When you watch
Cortez
that shit, my nigga, I kind of feel like Cortez actually did win.
Yo, the shit that did it for me for Cortez, real shit, that nigga was chasing Rex for, what, 3-4 years? Nigga finally got Rex, whether it was on the spot or not. Like, nigga, if you chasing nigga for so long, I would think you got something memorized for the nigga. That nigga did that nigga filthy on national TV. I had him sleeping on the couch, my nigga.
Hey, yo, that shit was bad,
B. But that shit was nasty. It was bad, but they said Cortez up for that shit, bro. I'm not saying
they did it, but I'm saying if you're chasing a nigga for that long, you would have thought he had some shit for Rex, at least around off the rip for Rex ready.
But, bro, that was off guard, bro. He didn't even know, like, Rex come in out the blue and say, and Rex already got his shit prepared, bro. That shit, I don't pit that against Cole, man, because I feel like
you could try not to put it against him, but the look, yo, Rex was wilding on that nigga. His head was laying right in the street. You saw it all. Yo, that nigga was wilding on Cortez, sir.
Yeah,
he did that nigga
bad.
Wilding. I'm that shit being that nigga sleeping on the couch like, man. Like, nah, man. That's fucked up, B.
He did that nigga filthy, man.
On national TV, though, he got put on the couch on national TV. That's forever
But my whole thing
minute
is
minute right there with that.
Matter of fact, when I'm rewatching that shit, that verse of Cortez shit, he already spit that before. So I'm wondering, like, you already had spit that beat. He spit that before in the cypher. I don't know if you niggas follow, but you know what I'm saying. Cortez is fire to me, rap wise, but battle rap wise, he just don't move me. But he spit that before in the cypher. So I'm wondering, like, how'd you choke? Like, you, this is a verse you already spit before.
Exactly. Like, nigga, Like, fight back, my nigga. Shit, that nigga whooped your ass on TV. Had you sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, but they, but everybody was saying that.
I'm
yeah, but everybody was saying that.
Oh, Rex would have put a lot of niggas in that, on that couch, though.
Yeah, but still, he choked on a verse that he already knew. Like, that, it ain't like he was freestyle. He spit that verse before. I've heard that verse.
Yo. Hey, yo, Caps. Hey, yo, Caps, man. Hey, can I ask you a serious question, man? I seen the back and forth, you know, between you and Debo, you know, on Twitter, man. Do you really think that Queen of the Ring can survive 2017 with, like, one or two events?
Hell no.
Oh, shit.
Do I really think why?
Putting on dope of female battles, man.
I mean, we just gonna keep it up. We just gonna keep it a stack.
Look,
keep it a buck.
Just say this. I'm gonna just say this. And this is all I'm going to say.
We come
on. I don't want to comment on this shit. I want to get back to battle rap after I make this comment. I don't want to try to comment on shit. You want to get back to battle rap? All right. Shout out to Wayne. Shout out to Wayne. You are not going to make me be with you. Now, there's just that. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to you. Do what you do. Whatever the case may be. Salute. That's just that, my nigga. Like, you don't got to get all crazy. Like, I don't want to fuck with you. That's just that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you.
Let's get back to that. I'll just put that out there because
that's just that. We ain't doing all. I'm not doing all of that. I ain't doing all of that. You're not.
Hey, yo,
Cap.
I got a question about this Mount Rushmore. Like, when you do the Mount Rushmore, like, when you do the Mount Rushmore battle rap, it's Mount Rushmore a battle rap as a whole, right?
Yeah, man, because, like, the way y'all broke it down last night's show, man, that was crazy. You got to do DVD era and YouTube.
So why when you say the Mount Rushmore battle rap, like, why we can't put Smack on there?
That's a good question.
That's good.
I mean, not because but that's, you know what, but hold up. That's different, though. Because you got to keep it, that's different, though. Because you're not Smack, but I would rather it be some shit like where it's Smack, International P, or Danny, you know what I'm saying? Like leave
yeah,
the
yeah.
I don't know the kid Smack battle, man. I want to know the kid Smack battle. I think Smack got a couple rounds in the chamber, man. That nigga been standing for that nigga for years. He been around that too long, my nigga. He been around that too long to not have the concept of
of that shit, man. Like, I'm pretty sure Smack can get in the bag if he want to, man.
I'm gonna keep it real. Smack better than me because them niggas be, I don't know when niggas start dissing Smack on Smack battles in his face, but you niggas diss me while I'm on stage. I'm not releasing your battle. Fuck that. Y'all niggas be getting too crazy.
That shit might have, I don't know if it started with Mook, when Mook was, like, going at him about that money and the DVDs and all that shit. I don't know if it started with him, but it seemed like it got more frequent after that. You know what I'm saying?
My nigga, it's PG. You got Dougie addressing Smack in his rounds. Like, who are you to be addressing Smack? My nigga, like, what?
Boy, stop. Boy, stop.
It's crazy.
I don't know, man. But yo, I
want to get back to that caller question. When you brought up, can Queen of the Ring survive 2017 with only like one or two events? Like, do they got to start having some of the big female battles again?
Man, they got to, man. Otherwise, that shit gonna die, man.
What big female battles is left though?
It's a couple more. But if you look at RBE, took all their battles this year. Freaking Queen of the KOTD took them. Like, they could have had some good cars, man. I know that West Coast shit fell through.
They let them shit just went through their fingers, man.
But do y'all think Arse going to put pressure by Arse not giving a fuck about what them niggas want, be booking it? And I think that shit going to put some pressure on that nigga Smack to start booking them motherfucking battles and shit.
Yeah, make it like if you does start picking up a couple of them, like, you know, 40, you know what I'm saying, official or some shit, like, that shit gonna be crazy.
But I mean, Smack did say two summer Madnesses and two gnomes this year. That's what he said.
How many top tier big battles gonna be on them cards?
On the Smacks?
Yeah. Hmm. On the gnome stick and the two summer Madnesses in 1 year?
I heard the nigga. First, you gotta. But I'm. I heard the nigga know
all
the Aver, but that nigga be lying. And
oh,
shit. Nah. You can't believe that nigga. That nigga lies so fucking much, man. Like I'm not even gonna worry about it. He said fucking Averb and DNA.
Oh
my
God.
I wanted him though.
I wanted to see Averb and DNA in 2011.
You think they gonna fuck with Big T? Nope.
Big T, like I'm sad though. The way he going at these new niggas, they might give him a new nigga.
One of them new niggas might.
But they gonna have to give him the top nigga on a Summer Madness though.
Oh,
like you just can't give him anybody.
You think one of the new niggas might smoke Big T?
Hell yeah.
That's crazy.
Just might. Cause you wanna know why? I feel like these top 10 niggas, they ain't hungry like they used to. These young niggas, man, you can see the white on the side of their mouth. These niggas ain't playing no games. At all. That nigga Jack Boy Mayland, like, you could see the hunger in that nigga's face when he was battling. Like, that nigga wasn't with the shaking hands, bro. Like, that nigga was really,
wasn't
like,
all that, bro.
Nah, I wouldn't say all that, man. He wasn't white.
He wasn't white, he wasn't all white, though.
That nigga wasn't too dazzling in my eyes, man. He had that bow line. That shit was top. That was top tier line right there, that bow shit. But other than that, I ain't see too much, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I feel like they need to kind of, I don't know, man. They brought too many PGs, but I feel like they need to groom some of these men and let them go to war with each other before they start bringing in some new classes and shit.
Yo, but being that they got, like, these born legacies, there's really no need for a rookies versus vets anymore, I don't think.
Yeah.
But, they just got to show more love to niggas on born legacy.
Yeah, definitely feel you on that. That shit
hey, yo,
crazy.
Did Rom? I mean, I ain't been hearing shit about Rom since that Tay Rock battle. Like, did that Tay Rock battle like hurt? You know what I'm saying? Hurt his little fucking name and shit like that. By it not living up to what he supposed to live up to.
No, he just lost on the main stage. Like he was gonna do anyway. He lost. Whether with the scuffle and all that shit. These niggas don't be adding up to these top tiers on that big stage, bro. I don't give a fuck how hard you punch and all that. Once in a blue moon, you might catch a new nigga that could come, that could talk that shit up.
Well, what's the difference? Like, this is what I understand, man. What's the difference? Like, if you look at, like, Charlie Clips, right? Charlie Clips went from Tay Rock to doing whatever he did to come in and battle and Verb on the main stage and kill that shit. Why can't these other niggas transition like that?
Because these niggas ain't rappers like that.
Nah, it's a different era, bro. These niggas, it's a different era, man. These niggas, I don't know, man. Because these niggas, a lot of them niggas have the rapping ability, but they don't have the it factor to transfer that shit from a small room where it's like, you know what I'm saying, you might have 100 people at the most. You know, and shit like that. You ain't got motherfuckers in there booing you and shit like that. You got motherfuckers actually in there just in that bitch to hear you rap. But when you on the main stage, you got niggas looking for the performance, the rapping ability, all that shit. And a lot of them niggas don't have
it. I mean, I think that Big K versus I need to go down this year, though, for sure. That's like
I think the way Av going with his career, I don't think. Like, I think Av got more people there on URL that he want to tend to, other than BK. I mean, I know he'll take a BK matchup, but you know. But I think it's more people he want to tend to.
Yeah, it's gonna be a long year though, man. They can fit that shit in there somewhere.
It's gonna be a long school.
No, I'm saying it's gonna be a long year for battle rap in general. There's a lot of shit that need to go there. I mean,
word is bomb.
And who y'all feel could beat Av though?
Could could beat him?
Who do y'all could beat, like, so right now that nigga look unbeatable, man. But, like, who do y'all feel? Don't say now one of these top-tier niggas, because a lot of them niggas washed right now. So, like, who do y'all
feel like him and L Will would be a good-ass battle, I think.
Yeah.
Because L Will run Nitty, like, if you look at Nitty and Av, like, that battle, don't get me wrong, that shit was fire. Dope, back to back. I feel like the energy for Rum and Ill was on another level, though, like, when them two niggas was going at it. Like, I feel like that energy was crazy with the two niggas going at it.
Yeah, I
don't know, man. That nigga Av, he a different nigga, though, man. I don't know what that nigga be doing, but he a different nigga, bro. I don't know, man.
Son, niggas ain't going to that UW event?
High stakes, too?
Yeah.
I don't know, man, but Hitman about to catch a 30 piece, though.
Yeah, I'm in there for that, man.
Hitman about
definitely
to get a 30
in there for that one. And I was listening to an interview earlier today that was posted. That Sirius Jones shit. Bro, I'm in New York. He's not even top five in New York, son. That's real shit.
That Sirius Jones what?
He ain't top five in Jersey, and I'm in Jersey, bro. And it ain't that many battle rappers from Jersey. And he ain't in a lot of niggas top fives from here.
So who's the five you got ahead of him?
I can't hear you. Say that again.
I said, so who's the five people you got ahead of him?
On mine?
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Arts, O-Red, Shug. I'm saying, I don't know if y'all remember this nigga, but it was a nigga from here called Avalanche. He was fired.
Yeah, I remember Avalanche. He was on 106, right?
Okay. Huh?
He was on 106 in Park, right?
Yeah, he was fire. He was in Fight Club, too. He was fire, son. He was fire.
Whatever happened to the young nigga, the nigga Moon?
I don't know. I know who you're talking about, though, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's from Jersey, I think. That nigga was on 106, too. That nigga was hard. I fuck him. I don't know, man. Seriously.
Come on, Alabama pulling shit off.
What the fuck Caps at, man? Caps be getting me tight sometimes, man.
A lot of drama going on right now. Caps probably dealing with it.
Oh, shit, man.
Word up.
That battle shoots nigga, too, man. That nigga be spewing some crazy shit, man. I don't know what the fuck kind of battles that nigga be watching, man. That nigga was on here talking crazy, talking about young LB Hollow in the Fight Club. The fuck was you watching, bruh? The body that nigga was watching.
Yeah, I don't know. He was talking some, you be having to go back to what he be talking about to make sure you ain't retarded when he talking.
Because I was watching that shit the other day. I had to really, like, I'm like, hold up. You know what I mean? Let me go back and watch whatever the fuck this nigga was talking about. I really went back and watched it. Nigga, that shit was, I'm like, this is clear as day, this nigga Young L. You can see the Young L's face that he lost. I don't know, man. That nigga be watching that shit with fucking unprescribed glasses or something. I don't know what's wrong with that nigga. That nigga be getting fell.
How y'all feel about this Rex and K-Town battle, though? Hello?